to CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A bill to transfer federal land to Ouray County has made it through the U.S. House. Under the bill from Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd, Crystal Reservoir and about 45 acres around it, as well as Full Moon Dam, would go to Ouray.
The city is prepared to do the work. The city is prepared to bear the responsibility. And the city is prepared to make the long-term investments necessary to restore this important asset.
The federal government drained the reservoir in 2024 over safety issues around the dam. The bill now heads to the Senate, where Colorado's two senators have sponsored the companion measure there. A jury has found a former Mountain View Council member guilty of shooting a teenager, CPR's Ava Keon reports.
Brent Metz faced four felony charges for an incident that injured a 17-year-old who had trespassed on his property. The teen and a friend were looking for a place to take homecoming photos. The victim was sitting in his car when a bullet went through the windshield and hit his face. Metz said his gun unintentionally fired. He was found guilty of illegal discharge of a firearm, a felony, and the lesser charge, third-degree assault. During his testimony, the victim said the incident led to long-term health issues. Ava Keon, CPR News.
You may remember that the Trump administration asked visitors to national parks to report any signage that portrays American history negatively. Well, now the government has shared the 35,000 public comments it has received so far. They reveal widespread opposition to the Trump administration's efforts to change the signs. Most advocated to keep the displays just as they are. For example, a visitor to the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site on the Eastern Plains said the sign should continue, calling it a massacre site, not a battleground, as was written on previous signs. This is CPR News.